so much. Thank you. Brother Martinez and Brother Waterhouse do not know this, but I'm preaching tonight from verse number 30. If you'll look there in John 19:30, when Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said three words, church, say them together, please. Ready, begin. It is finished. And he bowed his head and gave up the ghost. Our Father, there's no way I can ever express to these people how grateful I am to them for allowing me to be their pastor. I thank you for their faithfulness to thee. I thank you for their labor of love, particularly this day. And as we close out Easter 2018, we do so with joy in our heart, knowing that it's been a good day in bringing honor to thee. We thank you for this truth that's before us that undoubtedly we've heard many times. It is finished. Speak to our hearts regarding this text in Jesus' name. Amen. What was finished? I want to look at that subject tonight for these few moments. What was finished? What transpired when he said, "It is finished"? Before I get to that, I must, however, introduce that last word, finished. That's the word I'd like to have on my deathbed, finished. I believe in life, that's one of the missing ingredients. If you're a father, finish the task of being a father. That means perhaps one day your children will be in their 70s and you'll be much older, but finish the task. You'll always be a parent. There's many things you won't be able to do for your children as you get older in life, but you can always pray for them. Finish it. Love them. Be loyal. Be faithful. Be dedicated. Be sincere. Be finished with your task or be a mother. Finish the task of going to school. Finish it. Don't quit ever midway through. Finish it. Say, well, I don't know. Just finish it. Whatever God has given to you to do, whatever God places in your hand, finish it. We live in a day of professional quitters. We quit everything. I don't have fun anymore. I don't like the area. I don't like what I'm doing. Well, find out what God wants you to do and then finish it. I'm so grateful that you'd let us stay. And I don't know, one day you might turn and you might say, we want you out. I don't know all that's going to happen. I know it's a honeymoon, and it's been a honeymoon for so many years, and I like to keep the honey in the honeymoon, but I want to finish what God wants me to do. I don't want to be sitting on the sidelines, mad at God, mad at the church, mad at God's people, mad at Christianity, mad at the Baptists, mad at fundamentalists. I'm not going to church anymore. I'm boycotting Sunday school. I'm boycotting Sunday morning. I'm boycotting Sunday night. I'm boycotting Wednesday night. What is that all about, you big baby? Grow up. You know, I'm going to quit. Oh, that's real wise. Well, I'm not going to tithe anymore. Well, that's real smart. Why don't we just grow up and do what we're supposed to do? Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ loved the church. Wives, let every wife be in subjection, the Bible says, to her own husband. Children, love your parents, honor your parents, obey your parents. How hard is that? You'll get to be an adult and you'll go, I wish I could go back to be just a kid and obey my dad. It was much easier than being the dad. I say that just to get that off my heart tonight. The last word on planet Earth our Lord ever uttered was finished. Finished. Paul said in the book of 2 Timothy chapter 4, he said, the time of my departure is at hand. I fought a good fight. I've kept the faith. I finished my course. And they came and got him shortly thereafter, and they took him and severed his head from his body. The man that wrote so much of this New Testament for us, and his word was finished. I think of Solomon, how he finished the temple, and he finished his house, and he finished the task, and how Nehemiah finished in 52 days a wall around the city of Jerusalem to care for and secure 2 million Jews. Let's finish some things. Let's finish some things. I heard our college president, Brother Giovanelli, and I love that song you sang this morning. Wow, that was a blessing. But I heard him say recently, I don't know where we were in school, I guess in college chapel, but he said, and he gave this thought about finishing this school year strong, and how he said it was not like I'm saying. It was profound, and we say it all the time, but how he wrapped it that day to our students, finish strong. You're in high school, finish strong. You're in college, finish strong. You're in grade school, finish strong. Whatever it is in life, do it to the day that you die. Paul said, I press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Finish. Our last Lord's last words. And he cried out, it is finished. What was finished? When he cried those words, as he hung on that cross between two thieves, as he looked down and saw his mother and saw John and saw the crowd and saw the thieves and he saw the enemies and he saw mankind, what was he saying was finished? One, all the promises of the Old Testament were fulfilled. Everything that he promised was fulfilled in this moment on the cross. I think of how the virgin birth was declared 700 years before Christ in Isaiah 7:14, and a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and thou shalt call his name Emmanuel. Well, in Matthew chapter 1, he is called Emmanuel, God with us. It was fulfilled when he said, it is finished. He conquered it. The man, Emmanuel, was with us. I think of that great text in Isaiah chapter 53. It comes to my mind here tonight, and it says, he was despised and rejected, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and surely we had hid our faces from him, and he was esteemed, we esteemed him not. He surely hath borne our griefs, and he carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, but he was wounded for our transgressions. It's a speaking 700 years before it happened. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of his peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we all healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. And that's what happened at Calvary. All mankind's sin was loaded on the Lord Jesus Christ. He was oppressed and afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. The Bible says he was led as a lamb before the slaughter, and yet he opened not his mouth. That's why, again, the promise was fulfilled. John 1:29, John said, the next day he seeth Jesus coming unto him and said, declared, behold, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. All the prophecies of the Bible were fulfilled. He was taken from prison and from judgment. The Bible says, and so declaring his generation, he was cut off for the transgression of the people. He was cut off. His own father turned his back on him because he could not look at sin. Isaiah 53 is about ready to be completed as he fulfills the promise. He made his grave with the wicked and with the rich in death because he did no violence, neither was any deceit. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He was wounded for our transgressions. I tell you, as I look at the promises of God, they were all fulfilled when he said, it is finished. Oh, thank God for the promises of God that is to be born, Micah chapter 5, in Bethlehem. And 700 years as a contemporary of Isaiah, he prophesied he would be born in Bethlehem. And this one who was going to be the one to be the sacrifice for our sin, and he was. Prophecy fulfilled back in Genesis chapter 3 and verse 15 that he would bruise the heel of Satan. Oh, I'm so very thankful tonight that everything was taking place the scripture was fulfilled. He tells us the scripture is fulfilled. Back up with me to verse number 24. And they said, therefore, among themselves, let us not rend it, but let's cast lots, speaking of his coat. Let us not rend it, let's not rip it, but cast lots for it. Whose it shall be, watch this next line, that the scripture might be fulfilled. Because he's citing Psalm 22:8. This garment was not to be rent, but oh, may I say, he fulfilled the promises from the scripture. But notice what he says in verse 28 about the scripture. This Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, the scripture might be fulfilled when he said, I thirst. The scripture was fulfilled when he said those words, because that's what the scripture said. Look what he says in verse 36 about the scripture. For these things shall be done that the scripture should be fulfilled. A bone of him shall not be broken. Old Testament scripture taken from Psalm 34, Exodus chapter 12, Numbers chapter 9. It was fulfilled when he said, it is finished, not a bone in his body broken. I think of the scripture as we find in chapter 20, verse number 9. For as yet they knew not the scripture that he must rise again from the dead. Why? He promised he would rise from the dead. He promised in the Old Testament that he'd come again the second time. Daniel tells about it. Isaiah tells about it. Jeremiah tells us about it. Oh, child of God, Ezekiel tells about it. He's coming again. Why? The scripture's always going to be fulfilled. It is finished. Every promise and every scripture in those 39 books in that Old Testament were fulfilled when he paid for my sin at Calvary. But not only is it finished, that meant the promises of the Old Testament were fulfilled. When he said it is finished, it meant the sins of mankind was paid in full. It is finished, Jack. You'll be born in the 1900s. This is now the beginning of the calendar of after Christ. And he's hanging on the cross in about 33 AD, they call it. And he says, but when he was on the cross, Jack, you're on my mind. I see that you're going to be born to a German couple in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. But Jack, you're a sinner. And on that cross that day, hanging between two thieves, he took upon my sin and all my judgment. And when he said it's finished, he paid a debt he did not owe. I owe a debt I could not pay. I needed someone to wash my sins away, for he hath become sin. He became sin, 2 Corinthians 5:21, for me. He became sin for me, he who knew no sin, that I might be made the righteousness. When he died on the cross and said, finished, it was paid in full. Paid in full. I've been singing that song. Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed me white as snow. He paid it all. Aren't you glad? Alas, and did my Savior bleed? And did my Sovereign die? When he devotes for such a worm as I at the cross where he cried out, it's finished. When I first saw the light and the burden of my heart rolled away, it was there by faith. I received my sight. And now I'm happy all the day. Oh, I tell you, I knew my condition. I did as a young boy. I knew my condition. My heart condemned me. But I'm so grateful when he saved me those many years ago. I can say now, Calvary covers it all. my past, with my sin and shame, my guilt and despair. Jesus took on him there when he said, "It is finished." For Calvary covers all. Calvary covered my sin. You know, some of you folks in this room, you didn't grow up like I grew up. I grew up getting in a beautiful brand new 51 Chevy, first of all, and then I got in a 1953 station wagon. And I can recall getting in that station wagon and going to Sunday school as a little boy, and Sunday morning and Sunday night and Wednesday night. I can recall Mother and Dad getting us ready for church. I can recall dressing our very best for the Lord's house and God's day. I can recall getting my little Bible ready. I have a little Bible from junior church in my study today. I can recall carrying that Bible to church. I can recall before I had money, my mother and dad would give me some coins and I'd take them to Sunday school. I can remember singing, "I Will Make You Fishers of Men." I can remember going to a pastor's garage and having Mrs. Daniels, 5 years of age I was, and she taught me only a boy named David. And I've got the joy down in my heart. I can recall going to junior church with Brother Clarence Nelson. And I can recall having the joy to go to summer camp in a Christian environment. And I can recall a youth group. But I say to you, some of you have no recollection of that. You have a recollection while God was putting all that in my life of sorrow and sin and a debased life. But I want to tell you, I wish you'd stop beating yourself up. I have more to stand accountable than you. Excuse, and I still battle this old flesh of mine. I still battle who I am. Some of you had never had the Christian mother that I had, and a dad that would daily read me the Bible, and a father that never raised his voice at mother. You didn't have that, and you beat yourself up. Oh, friend, if I had some of your background, I'd be the sorriest of people. I still struggle, and I had a perfect background. Stop beating yourself up because you sinned. And when he said finished, he paid for every sin. I don't care what it is, and you suffer from guilt and frustration, and I did this and I did that before salvation, after salvation, but Jesus paid it all. Calvary covers it all, and I'm no better because I had an easy life, an easy Christian life, and you're no worse because of that. It is finished. Praise God for that. I'm so glad the battle's over. I'm not making light of sin. Some of you, dear folks, you've battled so many things through life. I know I'd have been a wipeout. I know that if I hadn't had such a perfect environment, I'm certain, knowing who I am, I'd have been long dead by now or incarcerated for the rest of my life. You folks that beat yourself up, I wish you knew how many times we admire you. Not from past failures. I think of this hard life you folks have had. Witnessing relatives murdered on the streets. But oh, somehow they want God. And somehow they want the house of God. And those people down there are like so many of you in this room. You're great heroes to me. And I see what you've done with your lives and what God's doing in your lives. When he said it is finished, he said, "I'll take every sin and every sorrow." He took my sins and my sorrows. He made them his very own. He bore my burden to Calvary, and he suffered, and he died alone Oh, how marvelous. Oh, how wonderful. That's your favorite song, huh? And my song shall ever be. I stand amazed in the presence of Jesus the Nazarene. And I wonder how and why he'd ever loved me, a sinner, condemned, unclean. May I tell you something? He said, finished. All the prophecies of the Old Testament were fulfilled. When he said it was finished, all my sin was laid on him. And as Brother Martinez sang, Brother Waterhouse played so beautifully, it is finished. What is finished? This battle that's raging in here. He just sang it. It's finished. There'll be no more war because of Calvary. I want to say thirdly, when he said it is finished, though he never thought of himself, for me, his physical suffering was over. It's finished. Look what my Savior did and your Savior in chapter 19. Then Pilate therefore took Jesus, verse 1, and scourged him. We saw that this morning. Oh, the pain that day of the Son of God, when he who was rich, yet for your sake, my sake, became poor, that we through his poverty might be made rich. And on that day, they scourged him. He knew what was ahead. He was God. He could see what was ahead. He knew what was ahead when he left heaven's glory. He knew. That's why he didn't want to die. That's why he said, Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. He wasn't trying to get out of the Calvary when he was sweating drops of blood in Gethsemane. He knew he didn't come to die in a garden. He came to die on a cross. When a person, his body begins to sweat blood out of his body, he knows that the coming is nigh, that he's going to die. Jesus did not want to die in a garden in that agony. He wanted to die and be lifted up as Moses said he would be, so he could pay for your sin and my sin and nail it to that old cross. He was scourged. The soldiers planted a crown of thorns. They put it on his head. And they put in a purple robe. We know in Matthew they took that crown of thorns and they, with a reed, like a bamboo substance, they crushed it into a skull. The blood began to pour. And they said, Hail, King of the Jews. And they smote him with their hands. He was wounded for my transgressions. He was bruised for my iniquity. I'm so grateful the suffering's over. Verse number 18, they crucified him. They crucified him. And I see lastly, it's finished. The promises of the Old Testament were fulfilled. The sins of mankind were paid. The physical suffering was over. And when we cried out, he cried out, it is finished. Thus, because it's finished, I must publish it everywhere I go. The last words he said in the book of Matthew, Mark, and he gave us the Great Commission, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. To every creature. It is finished. Our Father, I'm so grateful that you paid it all. It's all finished. Thank you for taking my sin and my sorrow and making them your very own. Bearing my sin to Calvary. I'm so grateful that Calvary covers it all. God, help us to have a renewed desire as a result of Easter about the fact that God, it's finished. Let's stand together, please. With our heads bowed and eyes closed tonight.